USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mask mandate in Virginia schools has become optional when Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin made it an executive order. Some schools in Virginia are breaking the law by still demanding masks in their schools. The Virginia Senate Tuesday, in a bipartisan vote, backed Governor Youngkin's executive order. Loudoun County parent Clint Thomas has two daughters that were kicked out of school because of the masking issue. He tells Fox News the school districts will probably continue to break the law.
Yeah, we'll see. This school system, unfortunately, has proven to have a little bit of gall to stand up against the governor, and they've even misapplied the law here in Virginia, in my opinion, with SB 1303 or Chapter 456.
As Democrats want Americans to forget they were the party to defund the police, Democrat Representative Cori Bush from Missouri says she's not going to stop using the slogan defund the police ahead of this fall's midterms. Bush said during an hour-long conversation with reporters that she's sticking to her activist roots. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.